Did anybody win the Mega Millions last night? Well, the answer to that is... No, actually no big winner.
That's so frustrating.
Did you buy a ticket? I feel like you wouldn't buy a ticket, but did you?
No, I did not, but Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, did. He's like really into the lottery.
Wait, how much did he buy?
I probably just $4 worth. I think
okay,
he just buys $4 worth. Yeah.
I saw a lady in front of me, $100.
What?
I'm like, lady, your odds do not improve that much if you buy,
yeah,
that's like 50 tickets because they're $2
right,
a piece. Yeah, there was no winning ticket in Tuesday night's record $667 million Mega Millions game, pushing the jackpot, they're saying now, to about $868 million, which is the second largest in U.S. lottery history. Tuesday's winning numbers, if you want to check your ticket, you might have maybe matched the Mega Ball. 3, 45, 49, 61, 69, and the Mega Ball was 9. Now, here are the odds. Speaking of that, you are 258 times more likely to be struck by lightning this year than win the lottery. You are 80 times more likely to be killed by a shark than win the lottery.
That's insane.
So I would,
but honestly, like, that's not that crazy.
Liv's going out now into the water, and she's got like a metal rod when it's storming. So, speaking of storms, here we're getting more information out of Hurricane Michael. The death toll has now risen up to 26. Authorities in Florida say 12 people have been found dead in Bay County, which was the really hard hit area that included Panama City and Mexico Beach. 3 people were killed in North Carolina, 1 in Georgia, and 6 in Virginia due to the storm. So they're probably going to find some more people as they go through that area. A guy in New York. He went to the hospital 3 years ago. He noticed, man, I'm having a drop in my ability to think and remember, and I can't keep track of what's really going on. Well, he was diagnosed recently with a fatal brain condition that's extremely rare. Doctors say this man has this condition because he ate squirrel brains.
What? Ew, why would you even do that in the first place?
Well, the guy's a hunter, and apparently during a hunt, he ate some squirrel brains, either like on purpose or somehow he got it mixed up when he was eating the other meat of the squirrel.
Ew.
So I don't know how you mix up squirrel brain. That's a whole like opposite end of where
you're
eating
stuff. I don't
know
why in the first place you're eating squirrel, but I guess that's a separate thing.
I mean, I don't know. Has anybody listening had squirrel? Is it good? What, does it taste like chicken?
I guarantee my boyfriend's roommate has. He's like always coming home with like weird things. He's like, we got it from the creek.
There we go, man. Got this thing right here. It's got a third eye. I don't think squirrel would taste that bad, though. Think about it, though, Liv. They're in the woods. They're not eating, like, junk, really, right? They're not scavenging. I mean, they're not eating, like, junk, like, roadkill, like, stuff. They're doing their thing, and they're, like, eating nuts and different things. They have to taste okay.
You've never been on a college campus, then,
well,
because
yes,
squirrels will eat anything.
College campus squirrels. I'm talking, like, the redneck squirrels out in the woods.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're still eating, like, doo-doo.
Yeah, but we all eat doo-doo, right? I mean, I eat doo-doo. You eat doo-doo. We doo-doo-doo-doo. And let me ask you if you've ever done this, because this is freaking embarrassing. And I haven't had this, but I have had to take some stuff down for a different reason. A woman named Julie in England was recently trying to sell some furniture online. So pretty much like a Craigslist or something like a Facebook market. But she didn't realize the picture she posted had a small mirror in it, and that the mirror showed a reflection that was tiny but clear of her boobs.
No way!
Yeah, she has beautiful boobs. The photo I'm going to try to post up, I don't know if it'll get flagged or not, but she just took the photo and it's
That's
just like straight up
amazing.
Boobs.
Amazing. You know, she's just walking around her house naked.
Nobody ever got that many inquiries about furniture before. They're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? That is just embarrassing as hell, though. Like, you post a photo up there and you're like, oh my gosh, what the heck just
Honestly,
happened?
Honestly, good for her. Maybe she feels a little bit more empowered.
Yeah, exactly. Do your thing. Take all your photos naked. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it all out, by the way, at RadioNowIndy.com.